What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It took 6 hours of very emotional testimony. The latest hemp regulation bill is now on its way to the full Senate for a vote. KRLD's Chris Fox has been following the story all day long and has an update from Austin.
It's Senate Bill 5, and what State Senator Charles Perry's bill does is simple.
If you get high from the product, it is illegal. That's plain and simple, and that's what the sensation of these products do.
It bans all hemp consumables with THC. It permits CBD and CBG. In the special session, Governor Abbott called for regulating the hemp industry. Many who testified called Senate Bill 5 a total ban, including its author, Senator Perry.
We don't regulate things well, and there's no way to get here from today's vantage point over regulation of this stuff. Just not. It's not practical. It shouldn't. We can't entertain it.
Abbott vetoed similar legislation in the regular session. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There is a growing movement to bring Florida's alligator Alcatraz to Texas.
Senator John Cornyn chaired a congressional hearing focused on border issues and the ongoing deportation effort of those in the country illegally. He is encouraging Governor Greg Abbott and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in building more facilities like the one in Florida and putting one in Texas.
There are 291,141 criminal aliens in the United States today who have final orders of removal.
The ranking Democrat on the committee said more Americans are turning on the Trump administration, which he said is going too far. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two people die after a house fire in Granbury.
Flames broke out in a two-story home on Longhorn Trail in Granbury early Monday morning. Several fire departments responded to the scene, including the Toller Volunteer Fire Department. Firefighters found two people inside the home and pulled them out of the house through a second-story window. But officials say they later died from their injuries. Investigators are still trying to determine what caused the fire. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A bunch of questions over the timing of the application from Dallas's old police chief, Eddie Garcia. He wants to become Fort Worth's new police chief. The application came in after the deadline to apply.
I'm calling for Garcia to be disqualified from the finalist list. I think we have two other candidates who have met the qualifications.
The city says it's not unusual in these kinds of searches to keep the door open to qualified candidates. City manager allowed Garcia to apply after the search firm spoke to him. Now it's happened 5 days after the deadline.
Well, Cowboys defensive star Micah Parsons is at camp in Oxnard, but he is frustrated about a lack of a new contract.
The Cowboys held their first practice today in Oxnard, and Parsons seemed a little frustrated afterwards.
I've been pretty consistent. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. I go about my business. I understand the nature of the business.
Like I said, as long as I'm here and under contract, I'm going to do what I have to do to perform at the highest level.
Parsons is expected to make north of $42 million a season. Head coach Brian Schottenheimer says he's just glad Micah's there.
The business is the business side. You know, there's contracts, there's negotiations, and if you lose a lot of sleep worrying about that stuff as a coach, it can be really frustrating, but you don't. You coach the guys, you communicate.
He says so far he loves the competition and energy at camp. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Google has removed nearly 8,000 channels. I'm sorry, not YouTube. My bad. YouTube has removed nearly 8,000 of its channels, many of which have been described as, and we're quoting now, coordinated influence operation campaigns linked to Russia and China.
Not surprising.
Check in right now with CBS Tech contributor Ian Schur. He's with us. What can you tell us about these channels?
Yeah. So first off, you weren't entirely wrong. Google owns YouTube, so they are connected. and really what this is that this is the latest signal of how some of the world's biggest social media platforms, and I mean, YouTube is one of the biggest websites in the world, are being used for foreign influence campaigns, right? And, you know, this is political adversaries of the United States, but this is a problem that's been ongoing for a long time. And I think what's interesting is they say, you know, they removed nearly 11,000 YouTube channels. Okay, great. But, you know, one of the things that I've always struggled with as I've learned about these things more and more, and we've heard about them from Russia and from Iran and from South Korea, North Korea, and all over the place, is that the question has been how big are these operations when you take the totality of them, right? 11,000 YouTube channels, okay, that looks like a big number, but it's always been hard to indicate kind of how many influence campaigns there are. And so, you know, this is still an ongoing issue. There's also, it's worth noting that while YouTube says they've taken on accounts that they can directly link to Chinese and Russian propaganda efforts, we've also seen that influence campaigns are used, especially by Russia, to try and get at popular YouTubers who are maybe not seen as propagandists, right? And try and convince them as well. So even if YouTube is succeeding at pulling down these obvious propaganda networks, there's still always this kind of risk that there's stuff going on in the background to try and influence us.
You talked about obvious ones. How were they chosen? Or these just like, oh, this is way Russian disinformation here?
It's hard to tell, partially because YouTube doesn't give us all of the details, and none of the social networks do. And there's an argument to be made for why. I've spoken with these security people before, and they say, look, if we gave you all of the details of how we found these things, then the bad guys would know how to avoid our systems, right? And that makes some sense, but there are some telltale signs. For example, you know, knowing kind of where they're logging in from, you can typically tell those types of things. Being able to link the same types of talking points across different networks, especially in Russia and China, the talking points that come out of the government are pretty consistent. And so if you see the exact same thing being said online, you can kind of start seeing a connection. But it's very tough to actually know how they did this. And oftentimes, what I find also fascinating is that some people actually see it as legitimate anyway, right? They might be like, oh, this might be Russian disinformation, but they still make a good point. I still agree with them, and that's a whole other problem.
Are there lessons to be learned here for, you know, if you have a channel that didn't get canceled, or maybe you're thinking about starting a channel?
Media kind of consumption and awareness is really important, right? I think understanding that, you know, and I dealt with this since I was a little baby journalist, but, you know, there's always, whenever anyone's going to talk to you or do business with you, you have to remember that they have an incentive somewhere, right? What is driving them to do this? And even as a reader, right, one of my telltale signs of whether or not you can trust a publication is what their corrections rules are, right? How often do they correct their work? Because we're all human. We screw up all the time. And if they don't have a corrections page and they're not actively updating it, that's a sign maybe you shouldn't take them as seriously.
Good enough. Ian, thank you. As always, great information from CBS Tech contributor Ian Scher with us. Cowboys, meanwhile, should not have come as a surprise when Jerry, Steven, and Shotty took the stage yesterday.
Might as well just have been Jerry.
It was. It was 90% Jerry. What do you suppose the media wanted to know about? It was item 1A, 1B, and 1C, the status of the Micah Parsons contract negotiations, which, by the way, we've learned some. There's new information about
Schefter
that this morning.
They haven't even offered him anything yet.
Yeah. They haven't even made an offer.
Yeah, Schefter would not just be throwing that out there to get some red meat going.
So they're dragging their heels. But you know Jerry, even though that strategy is going to wind up costing him money, he says, what's the rush? The slow speed of these talks, it is not frustrating to him.
Not at all. Not at all. I have things undone, dangling participles. I bet I have 20 of them every day. In some pretty serious areas. You can't have it all done at the same time. It doesn't work that way. And so I am not the least concerned about having any dangling participles out here on a contract.
Okay.
All right.
He's brought grammar into it.
Now, we know that grammar has never been his strong suit, but still.
That's right.
But I'm just saying that maybe, as we discussed last week, maybe Micah's team is delaying this too, so maybe it takes two to tango in this situation.
But the longer it goes, that's only going to benefit Micah.
Well, Micah's number's always kind of been around 42. He wanted to be whatever. You just saw Garrett get 40.
40.
TJ Watt get 41, and so you know that Micah's 42. Unless they did it last year, which I don't think his agent would allow him to do that. But
then we come to the part that everyone's talking about this morning. This is where Jerry kind of inadvertently threw Micah under the bus.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
All right,
Steven was going, oh, no.
Micah only missed four games last year, not six. But regardless of that, what exactly is Jerry trying to say here? Don't worry if he's not signed because he's going to miss a bunch of games anyway?
I don't know what he was trying to say, and this is why I don't think a lot of these players probably pay attention to Jerry too much. Sometimes they do. I know that one former player did.
J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Right after this, he tweeted, "Anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously, right before the season begins, you just got to take it.
Of course.
Because nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you."
And that was reposted by Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
Okay.
He posted that one.
This whole thing here is why we love Jerry, because at 1 second of this show, of the state of the team, you want to strangle him. Shut up.
I know.
And then another part, you want to love on him. He's laughing and he's talking about, you know, how he appreciates everybody and how. And then he's talking about Landman, and you're laughing with him.
They couldn't remember John Hamm's name.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. And then got Micah Parsons. He called him Michael a couple
Michael
of times.
Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
So as for the other 10% of this spectacle yesterday, they heard from the new head coach, Brian Schottenheimer. What is he hoping for over the next few weeks?
We want to have a very physical training camp. You know, there's limitations to what you can do. But, we want to come out of this thing knowing the emphasis of winning the line of scrimmage. Like, that's really important to us, both offensively and defensively. You know how we want to play, be a physical style team, both offensively and defensively. And so I would say that maximize our padded practices. Our objective to come out of these first 2 weeks, really, before we get into the joint practice against the Rams, is we want to see all these guys compete. We want to see who's developing, who took the things that we taught in the spring, and who carried it over. The installation is going to be exactly the same. So OTA 1 is going to be training camp 1, and then day 2 and day 3. But we need to figure out and make the right evaluation of these guys to make sure that when it comes time to trim in the roster, that we're keeping the guys that we feel like fit our football team, not just based as a player, but as a person.
Now, he also mentioned the secondary. Fred Davis was
that's a big question mark.
It's a big question mark because Jerry was also kind of throwing Trayvon Diggs under the bus a little bit yesterday.
That whole, and we've been talking about this for the last month here on this show, that Trayvon Diggs has not won any new fans on the Cowboys staff because he has decided that he's going to do all his rehab on his own in Miami for some reason and just show up whenever he feels like it. And there's a lot of people that thought in that organization that had he not gotten hurt, he might not be a member of this team. They might have traded him or just flat released him.
They're Jerry questioning the leadership.
Yeah.
Right? And how that looks to other players on the
team. He's not doing himself any favors.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.